News release. The office of Governor Jared Polis. The Polis administration released the biannual progress report on the reduction roadmap, which summarizes key steps taken during the past 6 months to cut greenhouse gas, GHG, and other air pollution. These actions included important progress on clean energy plans by electric utilities, successful implementation of a statewide free transit fare grant program, new funding to construct electric vehicle, EV, charging stations along major Colorado roads, highways and in state parks, and completion of a key Environmental Justice Task Force report. This report shows that when unprecedented state and federal resources are available to help Coloradans save money on energy and clean up air and water, we are able to deliver results. With momentum and progress on the initial greenhouse gas pollution reduction roadmap, we look forward to updating our plans and working closely with our local, in-state, and federal partners to make progress towards our climate goals and continue to lead the nation, said Governor Polis. Jointly drafted by the Colorado Energy Office, CEO, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, CDPHE, Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, Colorado Department of Natural Resources, DNR, and Colorado Department of Agriculture, CDA. This report is required every 6 months as part of a July 2021 executive order signed by Governor Polis. These reports ensure that the public is kept up to date on the work agencies are doing to meet the GHG roadmap goals. The last report was released in June 2022. Highlights from the past 6 months include an agreement in Xcel Energy's clean energy plan proceeding that will achieve approximately 85% GHG pollution reduction below 2005 levels by 2030, and retire all coal generation by January 1, 2031. In addition, the Air Pollution Control Division verified voluntary clean energy plans from Holy Cross Energy, Colorado Springs Utilities, and Platte River Power Association. As part of the process, each utility now has a committed plan to achieve at least an 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. Implementation of these plans will continue to be monitored to ensure they remain on track. The first year of the Ozone Season Transit Grant Program, which made transit free for the month of August, increased ridership on public transit for participating agencies, with Colorado Springs Mountain Metro Transit seeing a 48% increase and RTD seeing a 36% increase over August 2022. Colorado received $57 million to invest in the construction of electric vehicle, EV, charging stations along major Colorado roads and highways as part of funding available through the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. Colorado agencies received approval from the U.S. Joint Office of Energy and Transportation on the state's inaugural National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure, NEVI, implementation plan. The Environmental Justice Action Task Force, EJATF, submitted its final report of recommendations to Governor Polis, the legislature, and CDPHE on November 14, 2022. The recommendations included sections on undertaking environmental equity analyses, creating a unified definition of disproportionately impacted communities, navigating how to use data in reducing environmental and health disparities, and best practices for community engagement. The Air Quality Control Commission adopted Rules E for crediting and tracking the development of recovered methane from livestock manure management systems, municipal solid waste or landfills, wastewater treatment, and coal mines that will help reduce GHGs and create new economic opportunities, including in rural Colorado. Governor Polis has set important and ambitious clean air and energy goals for our state. And through an all-hands-on-deck approach, we are making important progress, said CEO Executive Director Will Tor. This report is an important reminder that, sector by sector, we continue to do the work to reimagine our economy in a way that promises a cleaner, healthier and more prosperous future for all Coloradans. This report also provides additional detail and context for other near-term actions identified in the Colorado Greenhouse Gas Roadmap. Progress on these efforts are also reported as part of the governor's bold four goals, which include setting Colorado on a path to 100% renewable energy by 2040 and positioning Colorado as a leader in the clean energy economy.